We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
So I'll cherish thee, O rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to thee, O rugged cross. Someday in my home far away, I'll exchange it someday for a
Again.
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
Patiently I waited, and He heard my cry. He brought me up and set my feet on solid ground. Let all those who seek Him,
those who seek,
rejoice and be glad, and give Him honor and praise. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. See and turn around and trust in You.
Lord, we trust in You.
Many are Thy wonders Thou hast done. There's not even one, Lord, to compare with You. So let my delight be
the sins of men. other blood could heal my broken body, and no other blood could save my sin-sick soul.
The
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled The Man with One Leg. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17 says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." We had just shipped two 40-foot containers to Fiji, and I flew over to unload and distribute them. On the morning of February 14, 2002, I opened the containers and started to unload them when some of the villagers came to help. I noticed a young person, maybe 20 or so, with only one leg. The other was missing, just below the knee. He had one crutch, and he kept offering to carry the lighter stuff for me. As we got further into the container, we found a chrome hospital baby crib. We carried it outside and set it aside to give to a hospital somewhere. The young man noticed that in the crib were some prosthetic legs, and he came to me and asked quietly if he could look at those legs and see if one might fit him. I said, "Sure, go ahead." I watched as he took all half dozen and went around behind the containers to try them on. One of his friends came back after a few minutes and asked if I had any tools they could borrow, so I gave them some. A little side story about when we were loading this container in Canada. Jackie and her cousin grabbed the crib to take it into the container. It was heavy, so they were going to take everything out of it. But when they saw the legs, neither of them wanted to touch them. So they just left them and dragged it in. About an hour later, I looked up, and there was this young person standing next to me. He said he had found a leg and a pair of boots and asked, "How much do I owe you?" I looked down, and there he was standing next to me with the new leg on and a pair of new boots. I turned and said, "You don't have to pay me anything. I am just glad you found one that fit." He said, "I had to mix and match a bit, but I managed to make the perfect one." Now, if any of you are doctors, you should know that the odds of finding six used artificial legs in a pile and being able to make one fit perfectly is almost impossible. In fact, I think being hit by lightning probably has better odds. The biggest smile came over his face as he said, "Thank you so much. I have been saving money for several years now and have only been able to save half the money I needed." Then he said, "Let me carry that bale of clothes." He helped us the rest of the day. I realized then, if that was the only good thing that came out of this trip, it was worth every penny. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 13. "Everyone in whose heart Christ abides, everyone who will show forth his love to the world, is a worker together with God for the blessing of humanity. As he receives from the Saviour grace to impart to others, from his whole being flows forth the tide of spiritual life." The Man with One Leg was written by Ray and Jackie Brosick of Partners for Others in British Columbia, Canada. You can visit partnersforothers.com for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.